As United Nations agencies scale up their relief efforts in typhoon-hit regions of the Philippines, a major fuel shortage is hampering efforts to reach millions of affected people with humanitarian aid. UN agencies say although aid is now reaching the country, moving it to those in need is taking longer than expected due to a lack of fuel and the large amount of debris blocking roads. United Nations Children's Fund UNICEF says it has enough fuel to pump clean water in the Tacloban area for 2 days, while the UN World Food Programme says truckloads of relief supplies are stuck at Tacloban Airport and other service centres due to lack of fuel. Elizabeth Bales is WFP spokesperson in Geneva.
Fuel will run out in a few days, but as WFP is contracting a fleet of trucks and WFP is now investigating option to secure fuel, we need fuel storage, fuel bladders, and we will do it as the head of the logistic cluster together, of course, with the Philippine authorities. On Thursday, we distributed high energy biscuits to 5,000 people at the Tacloban Airport itself. Deliveries of biscuits to the affected communities are due to start today. At the end of Thursday, over 34,000 family food packs have been distributed in Leyte province. Family food packs contain WFP rice ration, 3 kilos, and have reached 170,000 beneficiaries.
The number of people affected by Typhoon Haiyan has risen to 11.8 million, with over 920,000 people displaced as more areas become accessible. The $301 million United Nations appeal for Philippines has so far received $50 million. Patrick Maigwa, United Nations Radio, Geneva.